Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Anna Elmquist and we're going to talk about Relay for Life. Good morning to you, Anna.
Well, good morning, LaVon.
Relay for Life. We were usually talking about this a little earlier in the year, I think, although it goes on year-round in different places. So when is it happening in Audubon County?
Relay for Life of Audubon County is happening this Sunday, September 13th, and it's going to be, we can't celebrate together at the Agri Hall this year, but we can stay safe in our vehicles, so we're going to, what we're calling a grab-and-go at the John James Audubon, and it's the city park around the library there, uptown, so that's what we're doing today, this year, just because of the situation we're in.
Yeah, we've had to make lots of changes.
Yes, but it's a good thing we're all flexible.
That's right, right. And creative. It's amazing to me how people come up with all kinds of different ideas. And, you know, some of them actually may pave the way for improvements in the future. Who knows?
It's hard to tell.
Yes. So kind of start at the beginning of the day and, you know, the time frames and what people should do.
Okay. Well, we're having a grab and go at the city park. And what they're going to do is we're going to have it kind of blocked off. They can come up Main Street and turn, and then if they're not part of the grab and go, they're just going to go straight down Tracy Street, I believe it is, or that street. Otherwise, we'll have cones set up, and they'll just drive in a line through the south side of the park, and there'll be it's a free will donation for the meal, and they can just drive through the line and donate, and then they'll be just grab their sack and go. And we've got Two Palms Waspies is making pork loin sandwiches, and we have hot dogs, chips, cookies from the Broadway at 312, and a bottle of water is what they'll do. And they can read all the signs. They don't have to drive quickly. You know, they can read all the signs around the park as they go.
Take your time. It's not a race.
You're singing or dancing this time.
Yes, yes. So now you mentioned several kind of main dishes. Do they order that in one spot, or is it all included? How does that work?
No, they don't order. Yeah, they'll stop and, you know, and there'll be people designated, and like they can stop and donate, and they can go, and they can still purchase a yard sign, which is, they see them stuck up around town advertising our event, and they're that same size, and then they'll have a 8.5 by 11 paper in there with the individual's name that would say, you know, like Hudson Elmquist, you know, or this or that, and honoring or in memory of the individual. And we'll get those put up in the sign in the park yet, you know, right away, but we've sold almost 100 of them already.
Oh, great.
We're going to have them all the way around the park, hopefully.
Okay.
What we're doing there, and you can still purchase them that day, or you can contact me at 712-304-0646 or Kelly Christensen at the Audubon State Bank. And
so these are like kind of like, you know, we used to buy the paper sacks with the candles in them, and you know, there've been various ways.
Replacing the luminaire.
Yes. Yes.
Replacing the luminaries, because we just can't do that in the city park with the dry grass.
Right.
And everything. I guess they don't really want us having fire in the park.
Well, yeah, and you can stick these. Well, hopefully now with a little rain, you can stick those in the ground, and you know, you don't have to go out and be on such a schedule to get them out of there. So
a screwdriver and a jug of water. You're right. It was a challenge, for sure. So that's what we're doing, and again, you know, Waspies and those guys have been generous enough to do the pork loins for us, and you know, other things. So we're really happy with that, and the yard signs, and
okay, so I still have a question about the meal. You mentioned pork loin, but you also mentioned hot dogs.
Yeah, we have just, you know, probably, you know, we thought maybe some of the kids wouldn't like a pork loin sandwich, so they have a choice to take. take, you know, a hot dog.
Okay. So when you drive up to that stop place, you just tell whoever's there, this is what I'd want for my...
You tell them you need, like, you know, 3 pork loins and 2 hot dogs
okay.
or whatever. That's
okay.
exactly what we'll do that
okay.
way. And then they can take their time and read all the signs, and they can still purchase a sign that day if they'd like. And if they have questions, too, they can visit our Facebook page, which is Relay for Life of Audubon County.
Okay. And what time does this start? When can people start getting there? And
They can, the food will start at 11 o'clock and will serve from 11 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. But if they want to buy a sign, they can do that now and get that done.
They can do that now by contacting me or the Audubon State Bank, or they can purchase them that morning also.
And I'm guessing, well, I don't have to guess much, that if people want to give a donation but they're not going to come drive through, they're always welcome to do that at that any time. And does that go to Audubon State Bank, or do you have another location? For just
They can just drop it off at Audubon State Bank.
Okay. Because I'm thinking...
Whatever, and just make the check out to American Cancer Society.
Okay.
And checks are acceptable, too, in any denomination.
Yeah. That's always good, too. Yes. So...
Yep.
It's been, as I say, and you know, a challenge to work all this out. But it'll be really interesting to see, you know, if you don't even get out of your vehicle, you can still wave at other people in the other cars and see who's out there on Sunday. So,
right.
Anna, how long have you been in? Go ahead.
You go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to ask how many years you've been involved with this.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I have Dr. Barnes, bless his heart, for getting me involved. It's been many, many years ago. I'd say at least 20.
Uh-huh. And
I know it.
And
it's
think of
your blood, though.
Yeah, and think of all the changes that have happened to the organization of this Relay for Life. Do you remember, I mean, this didn't used to be, as I recall, an Audubon County event. It was an Audubon event, an Exira event. Am I correct about that? Or has it always been?
It was a county event, but and now we've just had it in Audubon because we use the Agri Hole and things
Yes.
That's why we're trying to move it to Audubon. But it is a county-wide event, and we have a lot of really hard workers from, you know, the southern part of the county that come up and help us financially and, you know, physically, too. So it's a county-wide event that... You know, we all do it together, and we enjoy each other's company, too. Yeah. Our meetings are really kind of fun. It's a good, fun group to be a part of.
And because cancer has no county lines or town lines or whatever, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, every denomination, every race, every age. I mean, it's just, yes, it is. We want to show the cancer survivors in Audubon County that we're still here for them, and the mission to finish the fight, and cancer hasn't stopped, and neither have we.
If a person in Audubon County has cancer and needs some kind of assistance, is it helpful for them to contact somebody on the committee?
Yes, they can contact us, and we can get connections and try to help them get the questions answered that they need or the services that they need. And for some of them, too, we still have the loan closet as a separate entity, not associated at all with the Relay for Life necessarily, but we do have the loan closet in Audubon that people can, you know, get wheelchairs and walkers, stool risers. You know, we have just canes. We have just some different things that people need sometimes when they're recovering from situations.
Yeah.
And that's supported just by, you know, a free will donation, you
sure.
know, from the individual if they're able to support that. But and that's run by volunteers, too. So, it's for anyone that lives in Audubon County, too.
Okay, so that's...
And that's kind of a separate deal, but it seems like the same people are involved, but it's not really a part of the American Cancer Society.
That's okay. You still work together.
We are, yep, it's all hands holding hands together, we get through this.
Okay, remind us date, time, and place.
Okay, the event is Sunday, September 13th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the John James Audubon City Park. Just come up Main Street and follow around the square if you want a meal, or if you don't, if you're just coming up Main Street, then just keep on going south when you turn the corner. But we sure would appreciate, you know, and even if anybody doesn't want, you know, a sandwich, if they just want to drive through and say howdy do, read the signs and make a donation, please do so, or just mail your donation to the Audubon State Bank.
All right. Good luck with this, and congratulations on meeting these challenges. And thanks to you, Anna Elmquist, for visiting with us and for all your work, and to all the other volunteers and their work. Until next time, here is a thought from Omar Khayyam. Be happy for this moment. The moment is your life.